The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
In the wake of major cuts to injury awards in insurance cases, customers expected to see absolute reductions in their premiums. It appears that's not going to be the situation, as Insurance Ireland have poured cold water on that prospect. Now, to find out where we are in all of this, we'll be joined shortly by Fianna Fáil TD and Minister of State of the Department of Finance, Sean Fleming, Insurance Ireland Chief Executive, Moya Murdoch, and Director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, Peter Boland. Good morning and welcome, one and all. Peter Boland, first of all, you've been campaigning for this for a long time. Presumably, you must be happy.
No, Pat, not yet. And I'll explain why. Insurance, as you well know, is unsustainably expensive in this country. And whilst the issue has probably been masked a little bit by the global pandemic in the last 12 months, if we are to recover from COVID-19 as an economy, or if we're to recover as a society, then we need to get this insurance issue sorted. And damages for personal injuries, and more precisely, damages for minor personal injuries, are at the heart of that, because they are by far the biggest element of every insurance premium. So what happened at the weekend is a little bit like walking into a cafe and being told by the owner that the price of the coffee has been slashed from 10 euro to 5 euro. That's not a great deal. And that's precisely what has happened with the new judicial guidelines. So our initial review suggests that we're looking at damages reduced by an average of 52% for minor injuries. We were looking for 80%. And the reason that we were looking for 80% was because that would just bring us in line with England and Wales. And remember, mm-hmm. England and Wales are an outlier for the rest of Europe. So to give you a very quick example, a minor thumb injury with no sprain, no breakage, a paracetamol injury, essentially, where it would be bruised, swell up, a couple of fitful nights sleep, and you're recovered. You're in the frame right now in Ireland for up to 21,200 euro.
21 grand for a temporary injury. That's still the case, even after this reform.
No, that's at the moment. So even after the reform, it would reduce it to 12 grand, which looks like a reward for a minor thumb injury. So it is down 43%. So it looks very substantial. But for example, in England and Wales, it's currently 4,500 euro. In Germany, it would be up to 1,250 euro. And in Sweden, you're unlikely to get anything because there are no damages for minor soft tissue injuries. So we're still completely out of kilter. And so we're calling on government to intervene at this stage, as they are constitutionally entitled to do, and get the job finished with damages for minor injuries being capped with a reduction of 80%.
Now, the kind of insurance that most people have would tend to be their home insurance, where there would be insurance for maybe some utility provider who fell off a ladder or whatever doing work in your home or that kind of thing. That doesn't seem to be a big issue. Home insurance seems to be okay. Motor insurance is the second thing that people have in spades. But the probably most concerning thing is the public liability insurance that some people have when they run a business. Where lies, in your view, Peter, the biggest problem?
Okay, well, if you're talking about damage to the economy or to the society, then it is in terms of both public liability and employer liability, and not just for SMEs, and particularly those ones which are public facing, but also for the likes of community centres and sports clubs, voluntary and community groups and charities, all of which have been challenged, not just at this stage by the cost of insurance, but actually the availability of insurance, Pat. So what we're seeing increasingly in the last 2 years is insurers leaving sectors which they deem to be unsustainable. And with the level of damages, you may remember the previous Minister of State with responsibility for insurance, Michael Darcy, went to London back in 2019 and asked insurers who had previously offered insurance in this country to come back. And they said to a man and woman that they would not come back until damages were addressed. So this is where we are at right now. Certainly on motor insurance, we're paying above the odds. And that looks to be likely to continue, unfortunately, because for all of the reductions that we saw over the weekend, England and Wales are slashing their damages further in May, which will bring them in line with the rest of Europe. So we continue to be an outlier and we continue to pay for that privilege.
We embrace Europe when it suits us. It would appear, but not when there might be advantage to the consumer. So Minister Sean Fleming is on the line listening to this conversation. The judges have gone so far, but not far enough.
Well, some people have said the judges have introduced catastrophic cuts. Some people have said they didn't go far enough. And so I think you can take it there's mixed views on this, and Peter has a very strong view on the matter. Alliance for Insurance sought major reductions of up to 80%. They got at least 60% of what they were looking for, and the awards generally have been cut by over 50%. First thing I have to say is people want action from the government now. When I came into office there last summer, these guidelines were not scheduled to be issued until the end of next September. This has now been brought forward by 7 months, right? We changed the legislation to bring it forward by 3 months. The judiciary and then responded themselves and brought it forward even further. So we're 7 months ahead of what we promised we would do last autumn. That's the first thing. So we're 7 months closer to getting price reductions. I personally this morning have contacted the chief executive of all the major insurance companies in Ireland. I've asked them to study these awards in respect of their own companies. I will be meeting them on a one-to-one as soon as they've had time to do that. And I think you touched on it yourself. The response from the companies will be different based on whether they're big on motor insurance, whether they're big on business insurance, what categories of business insurance. So the claims experience for each of the major insurance companies in Ireland will be different. So that's why I have to meet them on a one-to-one now, to get a commitment from them to deliver the reduction in prices that they have already promised.
Just looking at the book of quantum as it stands at the moment, for a whiplash injury where a full recovery is expected, 19,400 is what you could expect. Under the new guidelines, the awards will drop to between 3,000 and 6,000 where injuries will be recovered from in less than a year, and to between 6,000 and 12,000 where recovery takes place within 2 years. A lot of people would say these whiplash injuries, some of them are very real, but some of them are the stuff of people's imaginations.
Yeah, and you can see the significant reduction the judges have come up with on that. And it's very important that when we meet the insurance companies, come people's renewal days, we actually see the reduction in costs that are now mandatory on the judges to implement to be passed on by the insurance companies. But it's very clear, the government we'll review this. We'll be watching it on a month-by-month basis. And we do have authority to take further action if that's required. If we're not getting the results that we feel we've been promised from the insurance company, we do have the option to come back.
Let's hear from the industry. Moya Murdoch, Insurance Ireland Chief Executive. Moya, first of all, the talk that it'll take a while for this to wash its way through. What's your understanding, though, of what will happen in the courts, you know, next Monday morning?
Next Monday morning, first of all, I do welcome the statement from Minister Helen McEntee, where she's bringing this to Cabinet tomorrow. The legislation does need to be enacted and commenced. So we can't ignore that fact.
Monday morning as a bit of a metaphor, but in other words, injuries that are in the system already, I mean, when they finally get to court, if the legislation is passed in the next couple of weeks, say something comes into court in early May, but it's been in the system for a year, will the old rules or the new rules apply?
My understanding is that the old regime will still apply for all cases that have been assessed through the PIAB system. It is only cases that have not yet been assessed by PIAB that will be applicable to the new regime, and so the new awards will take some time to flush through, because there's a lot of cases on average As far as I know, PIAB would assess about 31,000 cases per annum. So it takes 7.8 months to get a case assessed. So it is going to take time before we start to see the benefit coming through the court system. But it is a welcome first step. Could it have gone further? I would agree with Peter Boland. It should have gone further in that regard. But I think it's a start, and it's also part of the overall insurance agenda, reform agenda. So I would be concerned.
When do you think these decreases in premiums will start washing through the system? When can people expect to pay less?
Well, I will reaffirm that the insurers have committed to passing on each and every saving that we do get from the reform agenda. So when we start to see cases being assessed under the new rules, we will start to see those costs come down. And whatever part, whether it's the personal injury awards, whether it's the reform of PIAB, whether it's the duty of care and the Liability Act, all of those elements will be passed on when they are actually enacted. So I think that just remains. We will monitor and see how soon the cases are now being judged in the courts. But I think the Judicial Council have made a very good point that they said that it brings consistency and certainty, and that in itself will accelerate the processes, because when people know what they're going to get.
There are 31,000 cases in the pipeline. How long before they all wash through? I mean, if someone has an injury today, when would it likely to be subject to the court? Just to give us a sense of how long it takes these claims to be processed.
Well, that's part of the problem, and part of the cost is that it takes so long getting through court. I think court cases take between 4 and 5 years to be fully adjudicated on. PIAB
is a lot quicker. If someone has a whiplash today, Moya, it means that we could be dealing with the old regime of payout in 2025.
No, if someone has a whiplash today, well, then you have, once the legislation is enacted within the coming days, well, then that will be subject to the new regime. And when people know what they're going to get in a personal injury case, well, then they will most likely follow the personal injuries PIAB route, or maybe settle directly with the insurer, and that will speed up things. So what we want to see arriving out of this review is that cases now go through the more expeditious channel of the personal injury board or direct settlement. That is important to say. There is certainty and there is consistency here. And the guidelines also provide that if a judge does deviate from the recommended award, they need to identify their reasons for doing that. So there will be cases heard and adjudicated much quicker now with a very clear book of awards, but other cases will take time.
So it will be a while before we see reductions in our premiums, although you've promised that they will wash through eventually. Minister Sean Fleming, finally I should ask you, is this a process? I mean, the judges have gone so far. Are they likely to go further to get us more in line with Europe? Because if we want to be in line with the UK, and they are reducing things further to be in line with Europe, will we piggyback with the UK and have a second bite of this particular cherry?
Okay, Pat, I have to clarify one thing there, just to amplify what Maya said so everybody listening understands this. In the next couple of weeks, when the legislation is enacted, these new guidelines will replace the Book of Quantum that PIAB will use. So within a couple of weeks' time, every case going to PIAB will be based on these new figures. Right. The ones that are currently have gone through PIAB are washing through the court. They're historic cases that happened a couple of years ago. Every accident that has happened from today onwards won't have been through PIAB in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
And when they do go to PIAB, they'll be operating the new guidelines outlined. And the Book of Quantum that PIAB operated is going to be closed down and replaced by this. So all new cases from even the cases that happened, accidents last week or last month that haven't gone to PIAB, will, when they get to PIAB, be under the new guidelines, not the old ones. So that's very important.
And if they end up saying, I don't want PIAB's offer, I'm going to go to court, they will be subject, when they eventually get to court, they'll be subject to the new rules. That's the story.
The judges themselves have already voted through.
Yeah, it does seem extraordinary.
That's where the certainty comes in. As Maya said, insurance companies want a bit of certainty. Where are we into the future? And they're going to have certainty now with these, and they're going to have the new reduced award for all cases going to buy-in from now on. That's very important.
All right. And Sean Fleming?
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, Sean, thanks very much for joining us, Minister of State at the Department of Finance, and thanks also to Peter Boland, Director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, and Moya Murdoch, Insurance Ireland Chief Executive.